From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In wake of coup, Secretary of State urges caution. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Monday he supported bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup in Turkey to justice, but warned the government against going too far while restoring order in the country.
We also firmly urge the government of Turkey to maintain calm and stability throughout the country. And we also urge the government of Turkey to uphold the highest standards of respect for the nation's democratic institutions and the rule of law.
State-run news agency reported that 8,777 officers have been suspended and 6,000 members of the judiciary and military have been detained following the attempted coup on Friday. Boris Johnson is Britain's Secretary of State for Foreign and Commonwealth Affairs.
On Turkey, I think it's very important in view of the failed coup that we see restraint and moderation on all sides.
The coup will top the agenda at today's meeting of European Union foreign ministers in Brussels. An Indian student has been gang-raped by the same group of men who raped her 3 years ago. The Dalit low-caste girl is currently recovering in a hospital in the northern state of Haryana after being raped by five men last week. Police have accused the five of abducting the 21-year-old student from outside her university, drugging her and raping her in a car before leaving her unconscious in the bushes where she was found by a passerby. The victim identified all five attackers, two of whom were involved in her rape case in 2013. Her family said the group had been threatening her, demanding she drop charges against the two men who were currently awaiting trial. This is VOA News. The Intergovernmental Authority on Development in East Africa has called on forces loyal to South Sudan President Salva Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar to leave Juba and be replaced by a regional protection force that would take over security in the capital. Uganda's Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Henry Okello Oryem. Well, that piece of sound is unavailable. I apologize. We'll have it in a later newscast. In the meantime, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged the two countries to stop the unraveling of the peace process. The process of identifying the victims of the truck attack in Nice, France, continues. 84 people were killed in the Thursday night assault on the city's seaside promenade. Mohamed Boulel drove the truck at 90 kilometers an hour, mowing down people over a 2-kilometer path. The Islamic State claimed responsibility for Thursday's attack and said Boulel was one of their soldiers, even though his family says Boulel did not subscribe to any extreme ideologies.
Today, IGAD had a meeting.
François Mollon, a French prosecutor, speaks through an interpreter about Boulel.
Totalement inconnu des services de renseignement.
He is, on the other hand, completely unknown by the intelligence services on both the local and national level. He had never shown any signs of radicalization.
In the wake of the attack, French President François Hollande extended a nationwide state of emergency set to end later on this month. Gunmen shot and killed an unknown number of people in the city of Almaty in Kazakhstan. The country's National Security Committee said it has since raised the country's terror threat level to red. The identities of the suspects have not been released and a motive is not yet known. A former U.S. Marine has been identified as the gunman who shot and killed three police officers and wounded three others on Sunday in the U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Authorities offered no immediate evidence that police were targeted in the shootings and did not give a possible motive. President Obama, speaking on national television, condemned the killings, saying such attacks are happening far too often. He called on Americans to avoid divisive rhetoric in the aftermath of the latest violence, which he earlier had described as cowardly attacks on public servants, on the rule of law, and on civil society. And SpaceX launched today its Falcon 9 rocket loaded with supplies for the International Space Station. The Falcon 9 rocket carries one of two docking rings for the space station, which will enable U.S. commercial space taxis to ferry astronauts to the orbiting lab. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.